What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Will Johnson, and this is The Culture War. What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, I see people saying, where's Kevin? You know, Jeremy, he's gone to 3 hours. Man, he's a hardworking man. And Kevin changed his time to an hour next after mine. So I'm still in the same time slot. But don't go anywhere. Kevin will be here. We're all here for you, the American people, LFA TV. Now, let's get right into this. Crime. President Trump is the law and order president, and President Trump wants to end crime, not just around the world, but here in America, of course. President Trump had a press conference today, and he basically said that we're going to take over the police department. That's not basically, that's what he said. They're going to take over the police department in D.C. to stop the crime. And they're even talking about putting military personnel on the streets of D.C. Now, of course, the radical left, they go, oh my goodness, President Trump is a dictator. See, the dictator. You know that's what they're saying. That's automatically what they're saying, that President Trump is trying to be a dictator. Why? Because he wants you to be able to walk down the street without getting mugged, without getting raped, without getting assaulted. What is wrong with that? Radical leftist lunatic liberals, they see everything wrong with that because you should not be able to walk down the street without having to clench your purse or being scared, terrified, because they support thugs. You know what? It's like this. You have angels and you have demons. It's the exact same thing here. See, when angels do something wrong, guess what happens? They fall, and they fall hard. Does sound familiar to anybody? Let's say angels doing something wrong in heaven. What happens to them? Oh, what is going to give them a pass? No, they fell hard. But demons, when they do something wrong, what happens to demons? They continue doing more demonic things. And that's what we're having taking place right now in America. Demonic demoncrats constantly doing demonic things, and they believe that they should be able to do it. And here we have President Trump, the law and order president, putting his foot down with all of the crime that's taking place. And I guess it took big balls to be the last straw. You know, you mess with President Trump, big balls, and then you have an issue. Now, I didn't name him Big Balls. I really don't even know how he got the name Big Balls, but he works on Doge, and he got assaulted because he was trying to help a female from getting assaulted on the streets of D.C. And then they beat him to a pulp. Well, President Trump said enough is enough. And how come the Democrats don't want to stop the violence in the state of D.C. or in the city of D.C.? How come they don't want to stop it? They don't want to stop the violence because the Democrat Party, as I've said multiple times, they are all about violence. They love violence. They push violence. They want to have white people and black people fighting each other. They want to have black people and Asian people fighting each other. They want to have Hispanic people and white people fighting each other. They want the violence in the street. You know what? Every time the Democrats don't get something that they want, they automatically go to these talk shows and they're screaming, Trump is going to destroy our democracy. Or they're calling President Trump a dictator. Or they're saying that President Trump is like a Nazi figure. And they do this because they want people to go out and hit the streets and be violent. I've said this multiple times. It's not the first time you've heard this. Let me place just a clip here for you with President Trump. President Trump taking questions. He was even taking questions in his press conference earlier. This is for those of you that did not see this. And he's laying it out. And I'm going to show y'all a clip on how the radical leftist lunatics reacted to this. But first, listen to this.
He is taking command of the Metropolitan Police Department as of this moment. And I'll be making the appropriate notifications to Congress and to the mayor, our new DEA administrator, who's one of the top in the country. He better be Terry. If you're not, I'm going to get rid of you so fast. Terry Cole. Terry, thanks. Very good. We just got him. Most highly recommended person. And you'll be designated as the interim federal commissioner of the Metropolitan Police Department. Okay? and you run them tough. They're good. You have a lot of good people. You have people that shouldn't be there. You also have people that shouldn't be there. They got in there because of woke. But you have a lot of great police, and those people are the ones that want to help you. This city will no longer be a sanctuary for illegal alien criminals. We will have full, seamless, integrated cooperation at all levels of law enforcement, and we'll deploy officers across the district with an overwhelming presence. You'll have more police, and you'll be so happy because you'll be safe. When you walk down the street, you're going to see police, or you're going to see FBI agents. We're going to have a lot of agents on the street. And you're going to have a lot of essentially military, and we will bring in the military if it's needed. By the way, we're going to have National Guard, but Pete Hegseth will tell you about it. We will bring in the military if needed. People say, oh, that's so terrible. He's going to bring in, it's been used many times over the years. I don't think we'll need it. I think we've got so many great people, including the people that are in the police department with proper leadership. They'll immediately begin massive enforcement operations targeting known gangs, drug dealers, and criminal networks to get them the hell off the street, maybe get them out of the country, because a lot of them came into our country illegally. They shouldn't have been allowed in. They come from Venezuela. They come from all over the world. We're going to get them the hell out.
We're going to get them out. And just imagine these leftist lunatic liberals hearing President Trump say this, and the only thing going through their mind is that how dare he try to stop the crime? How dare he do this? Who does he think he is? He's being a dictator, bringing safety to the American people. Who does he think he is? Something's truly wrong with our society, people. It really is. I cannot wrap my mind around it. Why they would be upset with President Trump because he wants people to be able to walk down the street without getting mugged. I don't understand it. Maybe y'all can help me out. Maybe y'all can help me out. Help me understand why the Democrats don't want people to have safety. What is it? This is the perfect opportunity for them to go and say, you know what? We want to clean our streets up. This is a perfect opportunity for them to make themselves look decent somewhat. The Democrats, but they still can't do it. They're still fighting against President Trump. They're still fighting against law and order. They don't want law and order in this country. And me personally, I support President Trump 100% on this. And I'm just a matter of time before the Democrats come out, if they hadn't already said it, and said, this is racist. This is 100% racist what President Trump is doing. This is 100% racist. Because President Trump wants to clean up the streets of America. Listen to Judge Jeanine, because President Trump brought her in for this position to clean up the streets of D.C. And she's, you know what? She's not going to, I'm going to go on a limb here and say that she's going to make sure that she doesn't have this whole talking point like what Pam Bondi did when she was run over to Fox News and Cass Patel and people saying, what are they doing? Nothing's happening. I believe that she's a little firecracker and she's going to hit the hammer. She's going to hit him with the hammer. Watch.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. And thank you, Madam Attorney General, and to all my partners here. We all want the same thing. We all want a safe city. We want a safe capital. We want to be able to bring our families here. We want to be able to come and enjoy the history that makes this place great. And unfortunately, we are not in that position right now. And Mr. President, I want to thank you for taking the step that we need right now to make criminals understand that they are not going to get away with it anymore. And I'm not going to stand here and go over and over the cases. But what I can tell you is this. I see too much violent crime being committed by young punks who think that they can get together in gangs and crews and beat the hell out of you or anyone else. They don't care where they are. They can be in DuPont Circle, but they know that we can't touch them. Why? Because the laws are weak. I can't touch you if you're 14, 15, 16, 17 years old and you have a gun. I convict someone of shooting another person with an illegal gun on a public bus in the chest, intent to kill. I convict him. And you know what the judge gives him? Probation. Says you should go to college. We need to go after the D.C. Council and their absurd laws. We need to get rid of this concept of, you know, a no cash bail. We need to recognize that the people who matter are the law-abiding citizens, and it starts today. But it's not going to end today, because the president is going to do everything we need to do to make sure that these emboldened criminals understand we see you, we're watching you, and we're going to change the law to catch you. Mm. My final note is this. These kids understand that the jurisdiction is through the state attorney general, Brian Schwab. I did a poster of the young man from Doge who was beaten bloody with a severe concussion, a broken nose. And then I did a poster of what happens to those kids, because I can't arrest them. I can't prosecute them. They go to family court and they get to do yoga and arts and crafts. Enough. It changes today. Thank you, Mr. President.
Yoga and arts and crafts.
She dropped the mic.
She sure did. Yoga and arts and crafts. Yoga and arts and crafts. I mean, that's what's happening, right? And you know what? Yeah. These older criminals, they're getting the younger ones to act out and do this crime because they tell them, say, look, if you get caught, they're going to just let you go because they can't hold you because you're underage.
You know what? She said exactly what I've said time and time again, right? You have these police officers who go out here and arrest these people. They do their job. For the most part, there are some woke cops. We've seen it in Washington, D.C.
I've talked to a few of them.
Yep, you sure did. And then the judges just let them go. They give them a slap on the wrist. It's interesting how hard they are on the criminals and how they are with the president of the United States.
Or how they are with Americans, locking Americans up without due process. Right? They're quick to do that. But well, when it comes to these actual
criminals... You should say conservatives, not Americans, because obviously some of these people that are committing crimes are Americans. It's just they don't care if they're criminals. If they're young, they go to college. Well, do you not think if they could have gone to college and wanted to go to college that they would have tried at least go? I mean, they live a life of crime. And because they've gotten away with it, because our laws have been so lax for so long under the Democrats' rule, that there's no punishment in it. And if they'll go, oh, okay, I'll go to jail, I'll go overnight, they'll let me go, and then I'll just wait a few months, I'll go do it again.
Yep, that's been repeated over and over again. Well, let me share with you how the radical leftist lunatics are acting. They got a sign out here say Free DC. They got t-shirts on that say Free DC. They're out here protesting against President Trump for wanting DC to be safe. I'm confused about the Free DC. What does that even mean? Do they even know what they're protesting against? Now, I haven't listened to this all the way through. I'm not going to play all of it. It's a short clip. But it's just the whole point that these people, idiot liberals, protesting against President Trump wanting safety. This is why I'm telling y'all, there's something wrong with our society. There's something truly wrong with our society when people out there say, nope, 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 we don't want safety, security. We want people to continue to get robbed. We like the carjacking. We like the drive-by shooting. This is the stuff that we like. Demonic demons. The straight up demons. That's the only explanation for this. What else would it be? Or is it just, you know, does TDS just kick in? Oh, he does. He wants to do what?
We come in, and this is our city. Yeah. Whose city?
Our city.
Whose city?
Our city.
Whose city?
Our city.
Whose city?
Our city.
Free DC. Free DC. Free DC. Free DC. Free DC. Free DC. Free DC.
Free DC.
I mean, look at, they got a sign here that says law enforcement protect the people, not Trump. So the current law enforcement before today, they were not actually protecting the people in D.C. They were not protecting them. And that none of them had any issues. None of them were out there protesting against police officers or the fact that the mayor in D.C. refused to have the police officers go out there and stop these criminals. None of them were protesting. But President Trump is saying enough is enough. The mayor, the police chief, not doing their jobs. We're going to take over from here because we want the people to be safe. Some of the reporters that were in the press conference with President Trump today, they were even talking about how they got mugged. They got mugged. I've been to D.C. a number of times, and I can't tell you how many times I've been to D.C. and these thugs threatened to take my life. They straight up say they're going to take my life. I've had them say that I'm going to go home in a box because I'm in D.C. because of the things that I say, because of who I support, because what I believe in, because I respect and love this country. They want to put me in a box. And you know, here lately, I've been thinking how people get upset by words. You know, I can come on here and I can say stuff all day long and I can tell people stuff all the, I can tell people everything, how I believe in stuff, how I believe in Christ, how I believe in America, how I support President Trump, how I can care less, how I can care less what color you are. If you're white, I'll stand next to you. As long as we love America, we believe in Christ, it's all good. Because of what I say, people send me death threats. People send me nasty, colorful messages because of what I said. Not because I've touched somebody, not because I pushed somebody, not because I hit somebody, but because of the way I think. And because of what I've said, people want to put me in a box. And see, I think this is part of the reason why when I go out and I talk to people, how I can just have conversations with people because they say all of these horrible, nasty things to me. And I've had multiple people send me messages, which I've heard, most of y'all heard me talk about this before. They send me messages saying, Will, I don't know how you can deal with these people. Because I'm just having a conversation with them. See, people say stuff to me all the time and I just kind of let it roll off. And I'm not saying it doesn't get to me. I am human. I do have emotions. But I don't ever think about, oh, I want to harm that person or I want to do this to that person or that, this, X, Y, Z, because this person said something that I disagree with. But the radical evil left, they want to bring harm to us. They want to hurt white people. See, if this violence, the violence that's happening across the country, as long as it's happening to white people, the Democrats have nothing to say about it. If gun violence is happening and it's happening by a white person to black people of color, not that white people are not people of color, because they are, it is a color regardless. But if it's happened to black and brown people and a white person does it, they'll talk about it all day. But as soon as a black person, a person of what you call color, black or brown person, they harm a whole bunch of white people, beat up a white person, they say nothing. It's like it never even happened. Like, that's not the agenda. That's not what's important. We need somebody white to go out and do mass shooting. We need somebody white, a whole bunch of white people to go out and just purposely beat up black people simply because they're black. So then that way, then they'll talk about it. Because then that way we'll have something to stand on, according to the radical left. But of course, they're not saying it out loud like that. But that's exactly what they're doing. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? Something's wrong with our society. Like, for example, I've known Shannon for many years and I can say something to her just by me saying it. I don't even have to mean it. I could just be playing around and she might not even know that I'm playing around, but I could say something to her and it would make her upset. It's simply because she's known me for years and the words that are coming out of my mouth can be hurtful. It's not physically, but emotionally. Even spiritually, we are spiritual beings. This is the proof. When you say something to somebody and you hit them, you know, not physically, but you can hit them by saying words. This right there for me lets me know that we are spiritual beings.
You know what, Will? That's so funny because when you're talking, I'm like, oh, the reason why it hits them so hard is because it is a spiritual battle.
It hits their spirit.
I mean, it absolutely is.
It hits the spirit.
Yeah, and you know, honestly, sometimes words hurt more than a punch in the face, honestly. You know, yeah. But these people also, they have a problem. One, they don't have a winning argument. They don't. All they do is they say, oh, he's a threat to democracy. Oh, you guys are MAGA. Oh, whatever, right? But they don't actually have any solutions to the problems that we're having. They are so threatened because Trump actually has solutions,
yeah,
and they're actually working.
Yeah.
And the Trump, fact
he really does, he does have solutions. And yeah, you know what? And the thing, even if that, well, see, well, President Trump, not only does he say something, he's actually doing something.
And, you know, I was going to say, perhaps, Will, you know, Trump is using D.C. as an example for the country. I don't know. I'm just saying, but it sounds like he has a plan because he put Jeanine Pirro in place.
Uh-huh.
And then months later, now he's doing this. I think there's a step to his plan. And I think he's going to be like, listen, we can do this across America. And this is how we're going to do it. We just use D.C. as an example. It could be.
Well, you know what? This is like President Trump to the Democrats right now is a triple threat. President Trump is a triple threat to the Democrats. Because President Trump has stopped their money flow. Have y'all seen some of the reports where Hillary Clinton is out there campaigning now for the Democrats, asking, begging for money? I mean, so he hit them in their pocketbook. President Trump has stopped their flow of illegal immigrants, their base. President Trump has put an end to that. He stopped that. President Trump is now doing the census report and bringing up that to stop these Democrats from stacking their seats. President Trump is destroying the Democrat Party. And can you imagine being a Democrat, seeing everything that President Trump is doing? President Trump is on the offense. He's not on the defense any longer. He's taking offensive measures to fight for our rights, to fight for our country. And see, he's a Republican president, so he's not supposed to do that. But yet he's doing it. For example, President Trump, and he's on Air Force One, and a reporter asked President Trump, are you sending military personnel to Mexico? Right? Because somebody leaked some information somewhere. But I love the way he responded.
You're saying that I offered to send U.S. troops into Mexico to take care of the cartels. He wants to know, is that true? Do you think I'm going to answer that question?
That's why I'm asking.
I will answer it. It's true.
I don't know how well y'all can hear that, but let me just repeat. He said they're asking him, is he going to send in military personnel to Mexico because of the drug cartel? And the reporter said, do you think I'm going to answer it? And she said, I'm hoping so. And he says, yes, it's true. I'm going to send him in because President Trump is fighting the cartel, which is another Democrat outlet. See, President Trump knows what's about to happen. See, me personally, I believe, as many others do, that the Democrats are going to activate these sleeper cells. And President Trump, because remember just the week before, when all the Democrats were complaining and saying that President Trump is mobilizing the National Guard across the country. You remember that? Because what was happening in L.A.? You remember? They were doing all this stuff, attacking ICE members. Oh, President Trump is mobilized. President Trump sees exactly what the Democrats are going to attempt to do. They don't have any choice, people. Now, look, I'm not on here trying to fearmonger. I want y'all to be excited that it's about to happen. It's about to go down. We're supposed to be excited about this. Because at some point, these Democrats need to be put down like the dogs that they are. Now, again, just to be clear, I'm not advocating for violence. But I'm talking about the ones that are advocating for violence and they're talking about violence against us, and especially if you're white. Democrats have such a deep hatred for white people in this country. It's almost like, you know, the reverse racism, how the Democrats had a deep hatred for black people. But now that they control black people, they don't have too much of a hatred. They still have hatred for black people because they do. But they figured out that they can utilize them, even if they bring them on and join the team. But white people, the Democrat Party hate white people the same way the Democrat Party hated black people during slavery. I'm telling you right now. And you know, the thing is, a lot of y'all like, listen to me. Well, listen what this dude is saying. But it's true. I'm black and I see it. I don't like it. We've done so much in this country so we can all have equal rights, and the Democrats are really trying to take it away from white people, specifically white people. It's the most repulsive, disgusting thing ever. But did you expect anything less from the Democrats? I don't. Well, the Democrat Party is about to collapse, and I want to show you something when we come back from this break. They're going to go down, and they're not happy about it.
Hey, everyone. I really hope you are enjoying the program today, and I hope you enjoy LFA TV as a whole, because let's face it, we're not getting any younger. However, if there was a way to slow down our aging and live a little bit longer, would we do it? I think we would. You ever heard of Fatty 15, folks? Well, Fatty 15 is a brand new supplement that has C15 in it. You might ask, what's C15? Well, C15 is the first fatty acid to be discovered in 90 years that actually prolongs your life. Over 100 studies over many years were done on dolphins because these two doctors were in charge of basically increasing the dolphin population. So they started introducing this fatty acid called C15. And what they found was something amazing. The dolphins were living longer and the dolphin pods were growing bigger. It was an amazing discovery. And now, ladies and gentlemen, you can get C15 introduced into your life to slow down the aging process of your cells. And it's not only going to make you feel and look younger, but it's going to make your body think it is younger, which means you're going to start doing more things again. There's a thing called cellular fragility syndrome. And cellular fragility syndrome happens as we get older. This is going to reverse it, folks. Fatty15.com/LFA, promo code LFA. That is fatty15.com/LFA, promo code LFA. Get your discount today, folks, and start this new journey to help you live longer. Fatty15.com/LFA, promo code LFA today. Now, back to the program. Thank you very much.
Pete Buttigieg supposedly is like the number one front runner right now for the Democrats. Obviously, he's beating out AOC. He's beating out Jasmine Crackpot. He's beating out Kamala Harris. He's even beating out Gruesom Newsom, Pete Buttigieg. But I want y'all to listen to Stephen A. Stephen A breaks it down and says, yep, nope, not going to happen. Not going to happen. Oh, he's a nice guy. But I think the part that Stephen A. leaves out, he's gay. We already had one gay one in the White House. We don't need another gay one. We already had two dudes married in the White House before President Trump. We don't need another one. See, I'm adding that part. He doesn't say that part. I don't think he even has a problem with gay people, to be honest with you. I don't know. Is Stephen A. married? Not important. But I want y'all to listen to this, how they're talking about Pete Buttigieg.
Democratic primary voters, 16% would support Buttigieg. That's the highest of any candidate, Pete Buttigieg.
I don't believe it. I think that's just a poll number. I can't see that happening.
What? You see that? I don't believe it either. But then again, maybe it is true. You know, maybe he's saying he doesn't believe it. Maybe he's saying it's 8% because the Democrat Party is collapsing. They really are. And let's go. I told y'all, you need to get excited about this. The Democrat Party could be the end of the Democrat Party. The Republican in office could end the Democrat Party. Can I get a show of hands that would love to see that?
Okay, but wait. 16%. Black voters, zero.
Oh. Zero.
You don't usually see zero anywhere. Zero's low.
For who? What is this?
For Buttigieg. Explain that. I mean,
Come on now.
Why do black voters have this? I mean, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's under-indexing a little bit with the black voters, yeah.
A little? What is that all about?
Zero. I'm liking black people right now. Not that I don't like them anyways, but still, zero? I mean, zero? And I guess the other 16% is, you know, the white female liberal. It is what it is. And, you know, not, I guess, with Jasmine Crockett, don't even like him. This is zero. How can you go any lower than zero, Shannon? Can you go any lower?
Doesn't move us. I respect the man. I've interviewed him before. Very nice man, highly intelligent. But you gotta be able to move us, bro. He doesn't move us. Well, you can speculate as to why that is. I'm not going there. He doesn't move us.
You can speculate on why you think he's not moving us, but he don't move us. Why do you think he's not moved by Pete Buttigieg, Shannon? Why do you think he's not moved?
Because
he's gay. Dude's a $3 bill. He's gay. That's him saying it without saying it. What do y'all think? Can you put the comments on the screen, Shannon? What do y'all think? You think that's the reason why? Because dude's gay? I think that's the reason why, personally. I'm like, Pete Buttigieg is like, you know, I mean, this is the same Pete Buttigieg that has a picture where he's breastfeeding a child with one of those strap-on things. They're perverted.
If that's all they have, they're going to lose, because most Americans, one, do not want that put in their face all day, every day. They don't want it.
No.
And
I mean, we already had enough of it with Obama.
The world. There's a lot of countries. Of it
with Michael Obama and Michelle Obama.
Well, he was in the closet one.
Barack Hussein Obama, Michael Obama. We already had enough of that crap.
Yeah. Well, they were in the closet, though. So this one's out. And all we need is that picture of him nursing with a fake boob as a campaign ad, right? Like, and then what is going to happen? Most dudes are going to go, oh, no, this guy's going to be over our military. I don't think so.
They would throw men back in dresses so fast. It'd have everybody head spin. The whole thing, they would literally change the White House into the Rainbow House.
And he hasn't done good in any of the jobs that he's done. I mean, let's be honest.
No.
I mean, was he governor or whatever, or
they
mayor?
They call him Pothole Pete.
Oh, Pothole Pete. Yeah, that's
Pothole
right.
Pothole Pete.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, his transportation, I mean, nobody was really impressed because he said, you know, bridges were a racist kind of thing. So, I mean, come on. We just don't want any of that. And I think on the world stage, too, there'd be a lot of people who'd be concerned as him being the ruler over America, being a gay man. I mean, it is what it is. You know, Stephen A is trying to be nice and doesn't want to speculate. He knows why. He 100% knows why.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen to this clip. This is them. This was a Fox News report talking about the Democrats, for example, like here in the state of Texas, and how they fled from the state of Texas. It's not good. Watch.
I think this is very damaging, Trace, to the Democratic brand. For those in my party who say we should be aggressive, we should fight the Republicans, I think you stand and fight, not cut and run, which is what they've done. This sends a terrible message, I think, to voters generally and certainly swing voters, and it's become tit for tat. I would advise the Democratic legislators from Texas, go back, make your arguments, state your reasons for, as the Democratic representative did just now, opposing this, and say what you're for, what the Democrats stand for, both Texas and nationally. But so far, what we're getting is a really, really terrible image that hurts our country and certainly hurts my party.
Yeah, I don't think it so much hurts the country. I think it more so hurts these Democrats. I think it hurts them more because people are like, wait a minute, why did you flee? Now, I've always heard that the state of Texas is tough. You know, the people in Texas, they're tough. Y'all can help me out. I don't know where it came from, but for some reason it's stuck in the back of my mind, that whole the snake don't tread on me. That came from Texas. Y'all can help me out here. I'm pretty sure someone watching knows exactly where they came from. But for some reason, I got this whole notion that it came from the state of Texas, meaning that you don't mess with Texas. Y'all heard that expression too. Like, you don't mess with the people in Texas because the people in Texas are strong. You know, look, America is strong, but, you know, we're talking about Texas right now. Okay. You're with me. But that's what I've always heard, that, oh my goodness, the people in Texas are tough. The cowboys are tough. They wear the boots with the spurs. I want to get some boots. I actually want to put some spurs on them too. I really do. It's kind of weird, right? Is it? Is it? But you always hear, don't mess with Texas. And these cowardly Democrats, soon as it got a little tough, what do? They got up and ran. They fled the state. Oh my goodness, it's too tough. These mean Republicans making us vote on a pill. They're making us do our jobs. And just another thing that crossed my mind about our society, something being wrong with our society. Then you hear see a whole bunch of radical leftist liberals out there. All of them out there saying that these Democrats, they're fighting when they fled, when they ran away. Like, it's the opposite. When you stand, let's go, right? When you're ready to fight, let's go. How you want to do it? How you want to do it, right? How you want to do it? How you want to do it, right? You stand your ground, you're ready to fight. But these Democrats, they fled. And what's wrong with our society is that people got on these talk shows and said, oh, yep, the Democrats are fighting. They fled to New York. They fled to Chicago. They fled to California. But they're fighting. That's the opposite of standing your ground and fighting. Which, that's how I got this whole thing that the Democrats don't have nothing to stand on but lies. They stand on a bunch of lies. Everything that they've been doing has been nothing but lies. Them fleeing is them standing and staying strong. Them saying a man can put on a dress and you have to say that it's now a man. Or, I'm sorry, is now a woman. If you don't say it's a woman, then something's wrong with you when it's clearly a man. Something's wrong with our society. And I chalk it up to us being in the last days. Because it's not something like, okay, well, I'm just telling you that this man is a woman just to, you know, to get at you, to try to trigger you, to try to get you upset. These people know they're fixing their minds. They're lying to themselves so much that they want it to be true. They know it's not true still. Deep down, they know it's not true. But they're saying, nope, how dare you? You're being transphobic. Because something's wrong with our society. And then you have this nut job here. Beto, he failed at running for presidency. He failed at governor. He failed at the Senate. He failed at every single thing that he has ran for. He has failed time and time and time and time again. But yet they keep bringing him on there like he is the arbiter of truth, like he knows exactly what needs to be done. I don't get it. Are they not paying attention? This dude is an all-time loser, 100%. But he's on here saying a threat to democracy. Trump is trying to destroy our democracy. Putting out those key words again, trying to get people to react and to be violent.
Absolutely. And I just think it's super clear that Republicans care about power and nothing else.
Really? I mean, really? Really?
And for far too long, Democrats have cared about being right, coloring within the lines, following rules. And power has always been a secondary consideration. We need to absolutely flip that around. And
oh, my goodness. I mean, the level of lies and deception is coming out of this donkey's pile. Democrats not wanting power. That's the reason why they're fighting this right now, because it is lawful for the Republicans to do it, the redistricting, and they don't want it to happen because they're losing their power. Democrats are all about a power grab. If the Democrats were not about a power grab, they would have never supported the open borders with the millions of people coming into our country. They use these people. They don't care about them. They don't care about them. They use these people for the power grab, the census report.
Focus on power exclusively. It's why I'm encouraged by what I'm hearing by Governor Newsom in California, Governor Pritzker in Illinois, even Governor Hochul in New York. They're talking about seizing the initiative and redrawing their congressional boundaries to
for power. You notice he's leaving that part out.
to maximize Democratic Party advantage. We got to fight fire with fire. I mean, we wish the refs were going to call the fouls, that there were going to be penalties for what they are doing right now, but the refs have left the arena.
Yeah, they're or corrupted.
All and to fight this out and to win. We got to be focused on it.
The refs have been corrupted. Because they're talking about running to the court system to stop everything that President Trump is doing. And because some of these judges come back and say, no, what President Trump is doing is lawful. You can't stop him from doing this. Now they're saying that the judges are corrupted. Now the judges are corrupted. Here's another example of this evil, wicked woman from the state of Texas. And when I moved to Texas from California, I had no idea. I mean, I really didn't. I mean, I was completely politically ignorant to the fact that the Democrats had such a stronghold here in Texas. I'm just being honest with you. Because when I left California, I was thinking, moving to Texas, I'm moving back to America. And I'm like, why would Democrats want to move to Texas? Why would Democrats want to live in Texas when you've heard so much about Texas being all white people and Republicans and gun-toting? I'm like, there shouldn't be no liberals here. My goodness. No one told me. It was a rude awakening. It hurt my feelings a little bit.
The Republicans that are now complaining about their maps from 4 years ago and talking about how goofy they're drawn, guess who drew them? They did. So I get it. I don't like gerrymandering. My constituents Lies. Don't like gerrymandering. They don't like walking into the polls and know that the person that's going to get elected basically is decided before you walk in. It's why I have repeatedly offered legislation to let them draw my lines. I'm not afraid to compete on fair ideas or fair lines. It's the Republicans that are. So I get you. Gerrymandering happens in every state. But the states that actually do independent commissions are often Democratic. And the Democrats, both nationally and on the state side, have offered these policies as actual law. Republicans won't vote for it. So please don't say it's both sides. It's actually not. I'll offer my bill again, ask the governor to put it on the next special session call, and we can end the debate and see if it's really both sides.
It's not both sides. The Democrats have one side to this. It's their way, no way, or the highway. That's it. The Democrats don't care about both sides. It's just their side. Their side is the only side that matters. And they're straight up evil. All right, we got to go to another really quick break, and I want to show you exactly how evil these people are, because they're completely full-on embracing socialism. I'm sorry, communism. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, Jeremy Harrell here, LFA TV. I hope you're enjoying the show today, and I want to thank the host for allowing me to come in to talk to you about Arma Colostrum. Folks, when we were born as babies and we were breastfed, the lucky ones of us anyway, we got something called colostrum into our system. And what that is 400 plus bio nutrients that really built our entire immune system. Now, on the outside of our body, we have a thing that protects us called skin. But on the inside of our body, we have a thing that protects us called the mucosa. And that mucosa is subject daily to pollutions and pesticides and chemicals in our food, in our water, and so much more. And it causes us to bloat. It causes us to feel horrible. It causes us to feel sluggish. And it actually slows down our body from, I mean, that kind of damage slows down our body from basically just releasing some of the things that we need in order to keep us healthy. So we have to introduce things like colostrum into our body to get our body healthy again and strong again, our gut health strong again, and Arma Colostrum is that something. TryArmor.com/LFATV will give you 15% off your entire order. That is TryArmor.com/LFATV. Not only does it strengthen your immune system and stop you from bloating, but it gets rid of heartburn, gets rid of indigestion, starts regrowing your hair thicker again, your nails, your cuticles, everything is healthy and growing fast. TryArmor.com/LFATV. Try it today, folks, and thank you very much.
Okay. We got some, like, real time here. My producer, I love it. She's so awesome. She has some real time where the Democrats are starting to react now, even more so about President Trump wanting to have safety and security in D.C. But before we get to that, I want to share this really quick for you. I'm just going to play like a couple of seconds of this, because this is Elizabeth Warren pushing for communism in New York, and they want this across the country. They're all about the complete opposite of the United States of America. If the United States of America is for freedom, for us prospering, they are 100% against it. Can you bring it up for me, Shannon? Listen to Elizabeth Warren here. I'm not going to play all this, just a little bit, because I can't stand her either.
Donnie, and you are in New York, sort of speaking in behalf of him to a certain extent. You know, I wonder, though, often we see this, and this is a local election. New York does not operate in a vacuum. It competes with other cities. And so this idea of somehow raising taxes on the wealthiest New Yorkers, who, by the way, I would point out, pay roughly 15% of their income right now between city and state, raising taxes on them will simply drive them away. Shouldn't the focus of a mayor be on delivering services to the constituents of the city and doing that by raising the most revenue as possible without chasing businesses and the high-income taxpayers out of the city? Because they can go to Austin, they can go to Dallas, they can go to Atlanta, they can go to Nashville. This is your issue. It's a national issue, not a local issue.
The issue is affordability. Do you know how many working families are chased out of New York City every day? Because they can't afford housing, they can't afford groceries, they can't afford child care.
That's because of all the taxes, you idiot. And then when they get all the rich people that have the businesses to leave the state, guess what's going to happen to all the other people that don't have a job any longer? They're going to leave the state too. Liberals are the most idiotic, dumbest people on the planet. Now, I just wanted to play a little bit of that. This shouldn't go into more than that. Listen to this one. Here's another predominant Democrat. But this Democrat is a Jew. Is Jerry Nadler a Jew? Not that I have a problem with Jewish people. To my understanding, Jerry Nadler is a Jew. Y'all help me out in the chat. Y'all let me know. Is Jerry Nadler a Jew? Bring it up, Shannon. I want y'all to listen to what he's saying about Mabani.
While we work to take back the House in 2026 and the White House in 2028, we need Zoran Mamdani as mayor fighting against these betrayals right now.
Yeah, that's right.
Not.
Listen to this.
Not enabling them. Every seat matters. Every race matters.
Listen.
And who is mayor of New York is crucial. New York City needs a leader.
Listen to his reasoning. Y'all paying attention? Listen.
Leader who won't give Trump an inch, who won't flinch or bargain away our rights. With Zoran Mamdani as mayor, we'll have a leader who will defend our hospitals, our schools, and our neighbors from Trump's devastating policy.
Whoa! So they want someone who can fight Trump. That's what they want. Someone who can fight Trump. That's going to go up against Trump. Not actually do something for the constituents. This is total communism. Straight up communism, what they're trying to implement. 100%. Okay, I just wanted to squeeze that out there. Did you get the other one, Shannon? Okay, I see him now. Okay, so I want to go back to this. We got some real time, and I'm glad we can put these in here really quick. These are, which one do you want to go first, Shannon?
We can play this one
okay.
first.
Okay, I just want y'all to hear something because they're responding to President Trump
having
security
down.
In D.C. Okay, yep. Let's watch this with me for the first time.
Work from a command and control.
Uh-oh.
Getting reaction from D.C. council members.
We are, Pamela and Wolf. This coming into CNN from Councilmember Charles Allen of the 6th Ward in D.C. His post is, quote, the president taking over local control of MPD and putting the U.S. military onto the streets of D.C. under the guise of public safety is wrong. It's an extreme, outrageous, and dangerous move for our city and the safety of all of our residents. He's the first city council member to react to this whole thing. None of them had reacted really last week to this in any real measure. This is the first time a city council member has reacted and come out strongly on this. We're also reaching out to Mayor Muriel Bowser's office and the office of the Metropolitan Washington Police Department for their response. We started to reach out to them while this news conference was going on. No word back from them yet. The mayor has been fairly muted in her comments on this. She did speak out yesterday in an interview, but did not openly criticize the president for this.
How do you criticize President Trump for it? I mean, the fact that they're reaching out, people, can you give me a statement how you're against this? Give me a statement on how you are against President Trump for allowing people to walk down the streets of D.C. and not get mugged, raped, murdered. Explain. Give me a statement on that. We need a statement that you're against that. Do y'all see something? I'm telling you, something is truly wrong with our society. Listen to him.
It's an extraordinary move. We have to point out, never before in American history has a U.S. president taken over control of the metropolitan Washington, D.C. police department.
Dictator.
How is this going to work on the streets? How is it going to work from a command and control standpoint? That is a huge, huge question. And of course, his threat to do this in other cities, we'll see how that plays out.
I think
you got to see how it really plays out here first.
Right.
So let me go to the next one here.
Well, yeah, I just want to say something.
I mean, come on. I mean, dude, is something wrong with our, am I off the mark here?
Imagine if Trump does it better than them. They say that it can't be done. They are already safe. When Trump proves them wrong and makes it super safe, once again, it's going to be pie in the face of these Democrats.
It really is. It really is. And then there's been, I forget what state we were looking at, Shannon, but a police chief was arrested because he actually fudged the numbers of the violent
crimes. No, he's being extorted.
That were taking place.
He's being extorted. He was taking money for fudging the numbers.
Fudging the numbers.
Yeah.
Well, look at the headline on this one. Trump says crime in Washington is out of control, but crime stats show violent crime has plummeted this year.
Remember, they just were saying that they were fudging the numbers.
Trump's big balls getting beat up.
But remember, they just got caught for saying that they were fudging the numbers for DC crime.
Yeah.
So listen to this, Will. They're like, oh, why does Trump want to take this on?
Yeah.
Why is this issue, and again, you're going to get into the fact check of what is wrong about his figures or not, but why is this the top of the President of the United States agenda?
Because
today?
It's and I, safety and I think security. That's an important
question for us to think about as we think about everything that's on his...
Because it's safety and security, idiot liberal.
...plate. Why is taking over law enforcement in the District of Columbia...
Now, because they're not doing their
jobs.
...made
the argument as to why, and that it's a capital city, and that the way he sees it is that it is... crime-ridden and needs to be changed. But still, why is the President of the United States putting that front and center? So that's a question I sort of try to think about as we put this into perspective. But then, Dana, as you were noting, yes, this is a dramatic moment, but it also feels to me like dipping into a well that President Trump has gone to time and time again in the first term and this term. The tactics here may be more amped up and dramatic, but the going after this city or other cities is sort of crime-ridden. This was the heart of many of the campaigns and political agenda that Trump puts before voters. And so to me, I see him dipping back into a well of something he feels is a strong suit and where he thinks he has stronger footing the way he does with immigration or border security, which to me also then begs the question, well, what is he a little nervous about over here if he needs to dip into this well right now on this topic?
I don't think that he's nervous. I think President Trump is just sick and tired of them not doing their jobs. Why are they not complaining about the crime? What do you think? I mean, for me personally, one time is too many. One time is too many. Why are they not concerned about the crime taking place all across the country? And now, and just like I showed you earlier, they're going to advocate for more violence because it's against what President Trump wants. It's just like angels and demons. And I'm not saying the Republicans are angels by any means, but it's a great analogy. They're 100% for animosity, destruction, violence. I say it so many times, and this is proving it. Okay, we got another one. We got another one I want to share with you.
That the most violent moment in recent history in D.C. was...
Oh, no, wait a minute. She's not going to say it, is it? Oh, no, wait a minute. See, I haven't heard this video. Oh, no. I know where they're going.
I know exactly
where they're going. J6! J6, the most violent. A Fed's erection that they created, but it was J6. I know that's where she's going. I know that's where we're going. Let me take it back. I know that's exactly where she's going with this. Well, if President Trump doesn't want the violence... Shouldn't you support it? Okay, well, maybe he learned his lesson if it was him. But see, President Trump, he told people, be peaceful. We are the law and order party. We respect police officers. We respect the law. He told people to go home, be peaceful. Now, I know that's exactly where she's going to go. I mean, come on. You knew this was going to happen. Watch. Let's watch it together.
I should note that the most violent moment in recent history in D.C. was January 6th.
There it is!
And it was an attack on the United States Capitol
by
a lot of people who were doing it in the name of Donald Trump. And it included the people who were hurt, included members of law enforcement.
Oh, my goodness, the blatant lies. You know what it reminds me of? There was fine people on both sides. You hear what President Trump said? Dude, he said there was fine people on both sides. He's supporting the white supremacists. And they cut off the part where he says, I don't condone. He said, I disavow the David Dukes, the white nationalists, the white supremacists, these hate groups. I don't have nothing to do with them. Did they cut that part out? Because President Trump said it was fine people on both sides. Same thing with January 6th. Now, January 6th was American citizens that the Democrats locked up in jail without due process. Many of them they did without due process. All right.
This is the D.C. chairman.
Oh, okay.
Police union chairman. And listen to what he has to say about the crime in D.C.
Okay. Bring it up here.
No, that's going to be temporary.
Uh-oh, too much.
We completely agree with the president that crime in the District of Columbia is out of control and something needs to be done with it. We have to go back to how we got here, though. In 2020, the D.C. City Council passed an enormous amount of legislation that handcuffed police officers, exposes them to administrative, civil, and even criminal liability, even when they do their jobs properly. And now, 5 years later, our authorized sworn strength is 4,000 sworn police officers. We currently have 3,180. So we have more than 800 vacancies for the position of police officer. And the way...
Look at this.
The department makes up for that gap is through 2 million hours of mandatory overtime every year. So the fact that we need help from federal law enforcement and maybe even the National Guard, it shouldn't come as a surprise, and we agree with that. I think one of the issues here, though, is that we all know that's going to be temporary. So in order to fix this problem and make sure that it doesn't ebb and flow and that the feds come in and we lower crime and then they leave and we're left holding the bag, it's very important that people know that there is underlying legislation that needs to be corrected so that we can actually properly staff this police department in order to properly police the city.
The only reason why Democrats don't want the violence and the crime to go away because they adhere to their master, Satan. I said it.
And once again,
some people don't want to bring the spiritual element in this, but that's exactly what it is.
City Council is causing more, and it's all over. It's even in the city of Austin, in the city of San Francisco. Yep. They handcuffed these police because they were all part of the defund police. That's who they were all part of.
Keep them from doing their jobs. Keep them from doing their jobs. Okay, everybody. Hey, we're at the end here. I need for you to go to LFATV.us, support the network, sponsor the network, pick up the merch, pick it up. Away. Somebody took my audio away. Kevin's coming up next, everybody, right here on LFA TV. LFA TV. Don't go anywhere. LFA TV. See you tomorrow.